Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Don Trim, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. Man, it is so hard to believe, but we are down to the final two games of the season as they get set to host two very, very good teams, Seattle Pacific and Western Washington, coming off a split at home against St. Martin's and Western Oregon. Man, it just seems like we started these things. I imagine from a coach's standpoint, you're probably a little surprised that the season is all of a sudden coming to a close, or is it just something where it's been, you know, you're kind of ready for it, if you will?
Well, I think, you know, I think it's important to say the regular season's coming for a close, and while our records, you know, we're 9-8-1, we do have two teams that are there's potential they'll be in the tournament, the NCAA tournament. So if we can get two wins against two teams that are going to the NCAA tournament, maybe we put ourselves back in the mix. So, you know, I'm surprised the regular season's already over. It has come quickly, but we're still playing with, you know, a little bit of hope that if we can get some results, we might be there in the end.
You know, it's funny, Don, when I asked you, I talked to you after the game against St. Martin's, a game that you lost 3-0. That was your third straight loss. And I remember at the end of that game, you know, just kind of said, what sort of the issues you're facing right now? And it sounded like at that particular time, it would have taken less time to say what the problems weren't. You said just everything was kind of struggling. You come back with a very nice win, right of the ship against Western Oregon. Off that St. Martin's loss, again, a nice response by the girls to have a very impressive performance against Western Oregon.
Yeah, it was. They did a good job. We made a few changes going into that game. We had two new starters come in. Adrian Bigelow, a freshman, came in at the outside back spot, and Sammy Sandow got a start up top. And we were rewarded with some good performances from both of those players, and then everybody else responded as well. We did make a few changes, just moving starters into different positions, and they all contributed on the day, and it was a solid win.
Yeah, I think sometimes, you know, I think sometimes when you see a new starter come in, you're just, I think the assumption is always that, well, that person that they're replacing is just real struggling, and then maybe people start to point a little bit. But oftentimes, it's just a matter of just looking for a spark, and I suspect just looking for a different combination or what have you, just anything to kind of shake things up.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, and I think we've got players on this team that have been on the bench most of the year because we really haven't changed our starters until last game. That was the first game we made a change to our starting lineup, and we've had some players that have been playing off the bench but just hadn't got the start yet, so they were certainly deserving. And I don't want to look at it as a negative of so much it wasn't the other starter doing the job, more so that it was time for that particular player that's been playing off the bench to get their chance.
We're going to come back to talk with the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Don Trim, talk about Seattle Pacific and Western Washington and Senior Day, of course, coming up on Saturday. That's coming up on the second part of the Coaches Show with Don Trim.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Don Trenum, Canada Blue. With Don, as we talk about Yellow Jacket women's soccer, 9-8-1 overall, 5-5 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. I mean, we've talked about the fact, Don, that, you know, a couple of wins over Seattle Pacific, Western Washington, if you know, certainly gets you at least in the conversation about some postseason play. But I think even beyond that, obviously, you've talked about it all year, the importance of having a winning record. And even though obviously this is a pretty big hurdle against these two programs, just hard to stress, even beyond the postseason implications, how important these games are to the program.
Yeah, I think they are important, and the thing about it, it's so important for us to get these wins this week and end up with a record above 500. But both of these teams that are coming in here is so important for them because they're trying to win the conference and get that automatic bid. If Western Washington wins both their games this week, that they win the conference and go to the NCAA tournament. Seattle Pacific probably already is in the NCAA tournament. but they'd certainly like a conference championship too, and they have to win both their games and get a little help from Western Washington. So not only are these games important for us, but they're important for our two opponents, and that that should mean some good soccer out there. And we're going to have to play really well to beat these two teams. But I really feel that we had two good halves against them on the road. We're at home now. I believe we're going to come out and get some good results this week.
If you take a look at it, Seattle Pacific, I mean, it just sort of seemed like from the start of the year, at least by the press, I think they were sort of crowned the eventual champion of the GNAC. I mean, and, you know, rightly so in many respects. I mean, their numbers are incredible. Western Washington, obviously a good team. You know more about it than I do. I've just been kind of watching Seattle Pacific, and when you say that Western Washington can win the conference, all of a sudden that takes me back a little bit. Are you surprised at how good this Western Washington team is, or did you know that they'd be battling the Falcons toward the end of the year?
I'm not surprised at all. They're the team with the most experience in our conference. I think they have maybe seven seniors that are starting, or at least that are playing a lot. So Western Washington won the conference last year as well. So they're the defending conference champions. They beat Seattle Pacific last year and tied them. They've done it again this year, beat Seattle Pacific and tied them. So, no, I'm not surprised. I think Western Washington is a very good team, and is, you know, either one of these teams, whoever wins it, they'll be deserving conference champions because they're both good teams. Our job this week is to knock off one or two of the good teams and get an above 500 record and get some momentum going into the offseason.
You know, when I think about it, obviously there's the last two games of the season always important, but the thing that always comes out to mind is, it's the last game for the seniors if you don't make that postseason bid. Senior Day on Saturday, I was kind of thinking when they say Senior Day, they really mean it with Montana State Billings, as I was thinking you only had one senior in Chelsea Libby, but Caitlin Differding is also going to be playing her last game for MSUB. So, I know from a coach's standpoint, fortunately, you don't have as much emotion as you might in past years because you're only saying goodbye to a couple of them, but it's always a sort of a different animal when you're saying goodbye to a couple of players that have meant a lot to the program.
Yeah, I think both Caitlin Differding, Diff, and Chelsea Libby have meant a lot to our program. You know, starting with Diff, she's been here since 2006. She had 1 year there, I think, in 2007 that she had to medically redshirt because of an ankle injury. But, you know, she's definitely contributed through the years, has been a great player for us off the bench, played in, I think, 37 games for us, scored some good goals along the way. I'll always remember back to the goal she scored in our, I think it was her freshman year when we were playing the Heartland Conference. We were down in Dallas and scored one of the best header goals that I've seen in our program over the 8 years. So, you know, Diff's meant a lot to us. She still has 1 year eligibility remaining, but she's graduating this spring and it's time for her to move on. And I've had some talks with her and she's excited about her future, sad to leave, but excited about her future. And then Chelsea Libby, she's a player that if she plays in both games this week, is going to tie for first in all-time games played here at MSU Billings. She'll tie with former player Sarah Gress, and she's done a great job here. Has had, I think, believe 8 assists on the year this year, which is great production from her. And she's meant a lot with her. So it's sad to see both of them go. It's always tough when these seniors leave, but they've done so much to our program. And what's exciting for me as a coach to just see who they've become over their 4 or 5 years, and in these two individuals, they're just great people that are going to be very successful after they leave here.
When I take a look at three seasons down the road, my goodness, that Senior Day presentation is going to take about 2 hours. You got so many freshmen on this ball club this year that have been real effective for you. And, of course, a lot of sophomores and some juniors also that have been so important. But, again, you just can't stress the importance of those veteran players as they end they end their careers at Montana State Billings. We're going to be talking specifically about the two games coming up, Seattle Pacific and Western Washington, on the third part of the Coach's Show with Don Trenum.
Your Billing Sheridan Cody Yellow Book Yellow Pages is packed with buying information, complete Yellow Pages, business and residential White Pages, community information, area maps, money-saving coupons, even a restaurant menu section. And the easy-to-read format helps you find whatever you are looking for. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Yellow Pages reach your potential customers at the exact moment they are ready to buy. For more information about promoting your business in the Billings Yellow Book, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue along with Don Trenum. As I mentioned, that game against St. Martin's was part of a three-game losing streak, which actually started at Seattle Pacific. And then at Western Washington, you lose 4-0 at Seattle Pacific, 3-0 at Western Washington. Again, you've stressed that you played two pretty good halves on the road, didn't get those 80 minutes of soccer you were looking for. What do you see when you take a look at those first two matches? What do you see that you need to do different this time to have some different results?
Well, I just think we can't make mistakes. I mean, you really have to play perfect games against these teams because they are very good, and that's what we did in the games against them. Seattle Pacific played very competitively for the first half, right there with them, down 1-0 at halftime. And even in the first, 15 minutes of the second half, a pretty even game. So I'd say for the first 60 minutes of the game, pretty even. And then, the last 30, we made some three key mistakes that led to three goals for them. So it's really just eliminating our mistakes. I feel that we match up pretty well in certain areas against them. I can't reiterate enough how important it is to eliminate those mistakes. And I think we will this time.
All right. Coming up Thursday at 2 o'clock at Yellow Jacket Field against Seattle Pacific. And then Senior Day coming up Saturday at 1 o'clock as Montana State Billings will finish out the regular season against Western Washington. It's been fun. I hope to talk with Don again as we'll wrap up the coaches' show next week to kind of take a full look back on the season, if that's okay with Don, because I'm not ready quite to end it just yet. And, of course, maybe we'll be talking about the possibilities in postseason next week with a couple of big wins over Seattle Pacific and Western Washington. Don, congratulations on the nice win over Western Oregon, and the best of luck to you on Thursday and Saturday.
Okay, I appreciate it, Ken. Thanks.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Don Trenum. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.